Congressional representatives from the Carolinas are mixed on that executive order from President Trump. He temporarily banned citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S., as well as refugees from any country, while his administration reviews how they are vetted. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk is tracking how the 4 senators and 20 representatives from North and South Carolina are responding. Well, Michael, how many fully support this move?
6 that we've heard from so far. In North Carolina, Representatives Ted Budd, George Holding, Robert Pittenger, and David Rouser. In South Carolina, Representatives Joe Wilson and Jeff Duncan, all are Republicans. Pittenger represents part of Mecklenburg County, and he says there needs to be more engagement by the FBI, CIA, and Homeland Security in the vetting process. And Duncan from Clemson, South Carolina, says there's, quote, outright lies about the executive order. He says it's not a Muslim ban and it's only temporary.
And how many representatives flat out oppose the order?
5 so far. In North Carolina, it's the Democrats, Alma Adams from Charlotte, David Price, and G.K. Butterfield. In South Carolina, it's Democratic Representative James Clyburn and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham released a joint statement with Senator John McCain of Arizona saying, quote, "We fear this executive order may do more to help terrorist recruitment than improve our security." That's a common argument against it, that it feeds into ISIS propaganda. Graham also says we should not stop interpreters who helped our military from seeking refuge here.
So that's about half of our representatives. A wild guess here. Are the other half somewhere in between total support and total opposition?
You are on the mark. I would say supportive, but with concerns. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says it's inexplicable that some green card holders who are legal permanent residents in the U.S. are being denied entry. He says the order should be refined. Other Republicans concerned about that are Richard Hudson from Concord and Mark Walker from Greensboro. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is uneasy about how it may impact our troops and diplomats abroad, and 6 representatives haven't responded to our requests yet. We'll update our list on WFAE.org as we hear from them.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.